Welcome to the Secret Code to Government Proposal Success podcast series brought to you by OCI. In each episode, we will shine a light into new ways that government contractors can win new business, secure recompetes, and achieve long-term success. The Department of Defense's Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, or otherwise known as CMMC, is an auditing process that aims to create consistent cyber practices for contractors that do business with the federal government, while also protecting the defense supply chain from security breaches. And today we're speaking with Steve Rutkowitz, who is the co-founder and CEO of Choice Cybersecurity. More about this. And Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you. Let's jump in at a high level. If you don't mind, tell us about the Department of Defense's Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, otherwise known as CMMC.
Well, before I get into CMMC, I think it's important to kind of journey back a little bit and talk about the NIST 171 requirement. So the DOD had the NIST 171 requirement actually in place as a self-assessment for somewhere around 3 years. So they're asking contractors to voluntarily put this framework in place. And they realized that some companies did it, some companies didn't do it. There's still a number of breaches around CUI data and around cybersecurity from those contractors. And they also realized it wasn't really an even playing field, because one company would spend the money to do the right things with cybersecurity and other companies weren't doing it. So they realized it wasn't really an even, you know, bidding playing field. So they enabled what's called a NIST from the NIST 171. They're now going to have what's come out is called the CMMC, the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification. And that was finalized in January of this year. And now the RFPs that are coming out, some of the RFPs that are coming out as of June 1st, the RFIs that are coming out and the RFPs are going to have CMMC mentioned in there with certifications that will be ready around October. So you can bid on the contract, but in order to get awarded the contract, you would have to have the certification completed by a 3CPAO. And it's a limited rollout. By the time 2025 rolls around, they're saying it's going to be 100% implemented, that you'll have to have a CMMC in order to get a contract.
Okay, great, Steve. If you don't mind, let's dive in and tell us a bit more about the five different levels of compliance.
Okay, there is five levels of compliance for CMMC, and we'll help you figure out which is kind of right for you and your organization. Level one is basic hygiene. Then it starts moving up the ladder, level two. Level three is what we're seeing a lot of companies are requiring, because that are companies that touch, either store or transmit CUI data. And again, there's 400 categories for CUI. So most contractors that we work with are storing or transmitting CUI. So most of what we're doing is starting at level three. Then we move up to level four, which is higher level than five, which is advanced controls, mostly for prime contractors. And that's upward of 170 controls. So remember, the more controls, the more we have to assess the guest, and possibly the more things you have to put in place to meet that compliance. But again, understanding and making sure you select the right level is going to be very, very important.
Got it. Thanks for breaking those down for us, Steve. And this might be a little bit of a rhetorical question, but I'll throw it out there anyway. So how does the CMMC impact contractors that are seeking to do business with the DOD?
So it's really important, because the impact is you will not be able to win a new bid or renew a contract without your certification if it's in the actual requirements. Now remember, you're supposed to already have a NIST 171 in place. So if you have a contract now, it's important to have the 171 in place. But in order to win any new bids or renew a bid, you'll have to have the CMMC certification.
Great. And from what you're seeing out there in the marketplace, are there many contractors on track to be compliant? Is there a mad scramble right now, or do many already have their house in order, if you will?
So it's a really good question. What we see, we're spending a lot of time helping companies get kind of audit ready. And I kind of find that they fall into kind of three categories. The first is proactive. So they already got the NIST 171 in place. Maybe it's a year old, maybe it's 2 years old, but they've done a lot of work in getting the foundations in place. It's important to know that even if you have a NIST 171 in place, look, you got to modernize it because the controls can't be that, you know, year old. It'll become obsolete to the assessor or the person certifying. So, but if you have and you're proactive, the controls are in place, we can dust them off, we can update them, and make sure that we can get you, you know, moving up to the CMMC level 3. I see other companies that I would call in the medium space that have some of the controls in place and started doing a NIST 171, but really haven't, you know, completed it. And then I see the third group has kind of ignored it, you know, as a self-assessment, really haven't, you know, worried about it. So they have really no controls in place, and they're going to have the most difficult time and expenses getting up to compliance if they really haven't done it, put anything in place right now. The average time to get these controls in place, if you have a NIST 171 in place, it takes about 3 months. If you don't have a NIST 171 in place, you're starting from scratch, it could take upward of, you know, 6 months to get these controls in place. That's why you don't want to wait. You want to start now and kind of go where the puck is going. So first quarter of 2021, when all these contracts have CMMC in place, you're ready to do business.
Yeah. And what are the steps that a contractor needs to take to achieve compliance? I guess even the basic ground level, level one.
Yeah. So the first thing is the assessment. You really have to step back and look at all the good things that companies have in place. A lot of times you'll see a lot of good things around cybersecurity and compliance in place, but they're not properly documented. So you have to kind of go in and do that gap analysis, document the things you have in place and looking for the gaps. Once we identify the gaps, we have to put in what's called an SSP. That's the system security plan, and that outlines all the controls and the missing controls, and that becomes like the master document that, that an auditor would look at. So then step two is the remediation. You have to lay out a plan to remediate and put those controls in place to bring your business up to an acceptable level of risk where you have all the controls to meet the CMMC. And then we normally do what's called a mock audit. A mock audit is our team would actually go through the audit the way the certifying body would come in and do it and make sure we check off the controls. Then step four is we would actually bring in the actual certifier to go in and look at all the controls and certify. So, you know, companies are in different phases of these steps, but again, these four steps are kind of a repeatable process.
Interesting. And I think it really all comes down to the third party audit. Sounds like that's a vital component in this process, right?
Yeah. So it's important to understand the third party audit. I get a lot of questions about this. So what's interesting to know is that the DOD in the controls, they really copied mostly off the NIST, the National Institutes of Standards and Technology, around the cybersecurity controls, which are pretty much the gold standard for the United States. But in Europe and around the world, the ISO 27001 is a very popular compliance framework that actually has a certification. And that certification is a three-year certification with an annual risk assessment. So they took the good controls from this and the certification process of ISO. So the CMMC will have a three-year audit with an annual risk assessment. And it has to be done by a third party. So like in ISO, companies that do the assessment and remediation can't also be the certifiers because it's kind of like a, you know, fox watching the henhouse kind of scenario. So there has to be a separation of duties. So we help companies get all the way to that audit, and then we bring in the third party auditor to actually certify.
That's great. That's great. And my next question also probably is rhetorical, but I think it's really important for our audience to understand that you really need to showcase your compliance in your proposal responses. It's vital, right?
Yeah. So we're hearing more and more that it's actually going to give contractors a competitive edge. Like we have some contractors we're working with that mostly subcontracts, but they're trying to get some prime contracts. So they want to step up and go up to level five and say, hey, look, we're a cybersecurity company and we have a level five certification in place, and they're looking for that competitive edge on the contract. So not only is it important that you have it to do business, but it can help you in a competitive edge as well.
That's great. And, you know, Steve, really appreciate your time today. In many ways, you talked about some of the services that you offer for contractors going through CMMC, but would love to hear more about Choice Cybersecurity and your offerings overall.
Yes, yeah, so Choice Cybersecurity, we're actually located here in Baltimore, and we're a pure play security and compliance company. So that's pretty much all we do and all we specialize in. And our goal is to help contractors and companies be able to keep the contracts that they have and, you know, grease the wheels for new contracts. So we have a three-step process that's repeatable called assess, address, and maintain. The first thing we do is the risk assessment. Then we help with the remediations and provide the project management services along the remediation. And then we help to get certified. And then it doesn't stop there. We help our clients stay compliant for the long term. And that's what kind of makes us unique.
That's great. You know, Steve, I really, really appreciate all of your insights today. This is really an important thing for contractors to note. And I think the timing is perfect, you know, in terms of getting the word out there about this further to contractors that are looking to do more business with the DoD. And, you know, before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Well, I just think it's important that because it takes upward of 6 months, and even if we get everything running in 6 months, we then have to request the certifying body, the 3CPAO, to come out. And that could take, you know, they could be backlogged and they could take a month or two. So you really want to lead into this. And I think you want to start sooner than later getting the foundation in place. So when these audits are required to get your contract, you're ready and not scrambling and, you know, and it takes 3 or 4 months to get it. So that's kind of what I'm seeing across the board. The other thing is, you know, some companies we deal with have the expertise to do it in-house, but they're just too busy. So it may make sense to try to outsource it if you feel like you're too busy. The other thing we see is that sometimes companies may have a piece of the actual services in-house they can do, but not all of it. Because remember, compliance has a technology component. It has kind of an administrative component, a physical component, and we'll do any one of the three pieces. So sometimes a company might do the technical pieces and ask us to build the policies because there's a lot of policies and procedures and training, kind of administrative work that has to be done as well.
Perfect, Steve. This concludes this episode of the Secret Code to Government Proposal Success podcast series brought to you by OCI. And for this episode, as you heard, we were kind enough to be joined by Steve Rutkowitz, co-founder and CEO of Choice Cybersecurity, who discussed CMMC compliance and why it's vital for defense contractors to meet some of these critical and upcoming deadlines.